Welcome back to the Toxin Free-ish podcast. Today we're diving into a topic that can be a bit confusing, but is super important, and that is sneaky ingredients. And sneaky ingredients to me are ingredients that sound natural, maybe even plant-based, or maybe even just the name of a plant itself, but it can actually contain hidden toxins that you need to be aware of. As always, I'm your host, Wendy, an environmental toxins attorney turned clean living coach, and today I'm specifically talking about grapefruit seed extract. I mean, it sounds super innocent, doesn't it? You're probably picturing a nice, juicy grapefruit, and there's seeds inside, and somebody is hand-picking those seeds out, and then cold-pressing those seeds, and then a liquid comes out, and then that is what is being put in your skincare. And that's exactly what they want you to imagine, truly. That is a very purposeful and powerful decision for companies to make if they put something that says grapefruit seed extract onto a label and they call it all natural. Then people who are really looking for clean, safe, toxin-free products, they're probably going to buy that and they're probably not going to ask a lot of questions. Now, if they were to put on the label grapefruit seed extract mixed with synthetic preservatives, well, then you would probably have some questions. And frankly, they don't want you to ask them questions. Now, this ingredient is becoming more and more popular. Last week, I was doing my Monday label reading lives, which, by the way, if you follow me over on Instagram at Wendy_toxinfreeish, every Monday, I go into my stories and I put a question box and I do a bunch of label reading lives for people. So you can request brands, you can request products, and I will choose as many as I have time to do. And I will actually read them live and save them to some of my highlights because I really want people to know how to read labels. And we had a couple products this week that had this ingredient in it. And so here's the thing. While grapefruit seed extract itself, if you were to take the actual grapefruit seeds and just extract, there are some natural preserving qualities, some antimicrobial, antibacterial properties to them. In fact, a lot of essential oils have some of these properties, but it doesn't mean that having some of these properties is enough to actually preserve a product and to make sure that mold and bacteria is not growing in something that you're putting on your face or using in your home. And if you have a product that has water in it of any kind, it will grow mold and bacteria, and you do need a preservation system in that product. So if grapefruit seed extract is not enough on its own to be a preservative, then why are companies selling it as a preservative? Let's quickly talk about this. The reason why this product works, it's being sold by companies who are selling preservatives. And they're calling it grapefruit seed extract, but actually that grapefruit seed extract also contains additional synthetic preservatives. And those synthetic preservatives that are hiding in that grapefruit seed extract are the thing that is actually preserving the product. It's not the grapefruit seed extract. It is the synthetic preservatives that are hiding in there that are not on the label. There was a study that was published, and I'm going to go ahead and put these, if you're a nerd like me and you want to read it for yourself, I'm going to put these in the show notes. But there was a published report. It was a study that looked at six major companies that sell this grapefruit seed extract as a preservative. And what they found was, depending on the one that they tested, they found other synthetic preservatives like benzalkonium chloride, triclosan, methylparabens. And if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know those three things are on my avoid list. They are hormone disruptors. They have other health implications that come with them. These are things you really want to avoid. And these synthetical added preservatives is what makes that grapefruit seed extract, you know, work at all, but they're not listed on the label. So you have no idea that it's actually in there, which I find extremely misleading. Now, of those six products that were tested, one of them didn't contain any of those toxicants in it. None of those synthetic preservatives were present. It was just grapefruit seed extract. But here's the thing. Researchers found it didn't have any significant antibacterial properties, which means it's completely ineffective as a preservative. So if a product has grapefruit seed extract in it, and it is the only preservative that's in that product, it's not working. It is not going to effectively preserve that product, and it's going to eventually grow mold and bacteria. And these are things you don't want to put on your body or be exposed to. This is one of those examples of things that are really well known for those of us in this industry, but they're not well known to the general public. And here's the thing. When we research ingredients and we go to reputable sources for research, I'm not talking about blogs, I'm talking about reputable research for ingredients. One of the places and sources that I use a lot is the Cosmetic Ingredient Review Panel, which does really deep diving reviews on ingredients impacts. And they reviewed grapefruit seed extract in 2021, and they didn't even list preservation as a function of that ingredient. And if you also go over to the Environmental Working Group, which is another resource that I use as a tool sometimes. And now, listen, I do have some disagreements with their ratings and what they allow in their verified products. That's a topic for another day. If you're curious about my opinion on those, head on over to episode 57, where I do a deep dive on what I think about those ingredient apps, including the Environmental. But here's the thing, the Environmental Working Group also does not consider grapefruit seed extract as a preservative either. A really good example of this kind of playing out in the real world is water wipes. Water wipes for years used to claim that their baby wipes, which I do not recommend by the way, are 100% natural. They're made from water and fruit extract. Fruit extract, which is this grapefruit seed extract. And now, because of public pressure and a lot of things that have happened in the meantime, if you go onto their website, it now says whatever their wipes are made out of, the cotton, wool, I don't even know what they're made out of anymore. And then they list grapefruit seed extract as the preservative. And then there is a little statement underneath that says also contains benzalkonium chloride. So it's right there on their website that their grapefruit seed extract contains this, it's a quaternary ammonia compound. It is a chemical that I absolutely avoid, would 100% never put on my baby, even in trace amounts. But now they have to put it on their website for everybody to see it. Unfortunately, not all the companies that are using this are doing that. So what's the key takeaway for you? If you're using a product that claims to be preserved with grapefruit seed extract, you need to dig a little deeper. If that extract, and I've seen this a lot, if that extract is a certified organic extract, or the company is, you know, on their website, or they tell you it's completely free of all contamination, then it's fine to have that extract in the product. It's really good. Some people use it for dark spots on their skin. There are other reasons why a grapefruit seed extract could be used in a skincare product. But if you don't see another preservative in that product and there is water in that product, that is a huge problem. It's a huge problem. You don't want to buy that product. So you want to look for preservation systems, preservatives that are approved by organizations like EcoCert or Cosmos. Those are the ones that I look for. They're the ones that I teach my students. And you really need to make sure that if you're buying something with water, any amount of water in it, it has a preservation system, and grapefruit seed extract is not it. I am a big believer in being informed and proactive. Reach out to companies, ask them questions, hold them accountable. You're giving them their dollars. You have a right to ask them about their ingredients. And there's a lot of great companies now out there that are happy to answer your questions. So if a company doesn't want to answer your questions, that's a problem. All right, that's all for now. And if you learned something in this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it on social media, put up a story, tag me. I love sharing those tags. I love seeing people sharing these episodes on social media. And if you haven't left a review yet, reviews help grow the show. In fact, they're one of the main ways that the powers that be show the show to other people. And I read every single one of those reviews. They truly, truly mean a lot to me, and your support means a ton to me. All right, I'll see you next week.